Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Zayin. We left off in daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We are holding at two lines from the bottom, Amar Rab. We're still discussing Netilas Yadayim, and the majority of today's daf is still going to be a discussion of the halachos of Netilas Yadayim. So yesterday we left off discussing Chatzitza. What is going to be Chatzitza by Netilas Yadayim? And the Gemara had said that anything that's a Chatzitza for Tevila is a Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. And then we got into a discussion of how far up the hand one needs to do Netilas Yadayim, and we had all the various Amoraim demonstrating on their own hands, and the Gemara explaining what exactly their demonstrations meant. So we're holding two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, no taladim shtei yad of shachris, umasna aleim kolayom kulo. An unbelievable chiddush that a person could wash his hands in the morning and just make it tonight that netila should work for the entire day, and then you'll be able to eat bread whenever you want, and you'll have no problem the entire day, no worries about netila sidayim, as long as you washed your hands in the morning. And Rashi points out one little catch, ubilvad she yizahir milatanfa milatamam. You still have to be careful the rest of the day from getting your hands dirty or from getting your hands tame. So as long as you know how to be careful and to guard your hands the rest of the day, a single Netilas Yadayim in the morning would be good enough. Now, if you look at Tosos raises the kasha. He says, wait a second, there's a Gemara in Pesachim in the 10th parak that tells us, Hanothel Yadav lo yikadeish mishum de kiddush mafsik be Netilas Yadayim v'su'uda, that after you do Netilas Yadayim, you shouldn't make kiddush, because kiddush is a hefsik between Netilas Yadayim and the su'uda. V'am parak el dvarim beselom mozgin kos v'achar kach notlim mishum de take of Netilas Yadayim Suda, and Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says that first you're Mozi Gakos, then you're Notel Yadayim, because you can't be Notel Yadayim first and then be Mozi Gakos, because that's going to be a hefsik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. V'hasha mol tonight, afilu kol hayom. And now we see over here that you can make it tonight. Wash your hands in the morning, and you can be mafsik the whole rest of the day. Every you go to work and you talk and you anything, the whole rest of the day is not considered a hefsik for between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. We're very makbid about this. After we wash our hands, people are very makbid not to talk, not to be mafsik. They immediately go and eat the Suda. So why is it that that our Gemara says that it's good enough to wash your hands in the morning? So it says, tells us two answers. Number one, va'omer Rabbein Tam, v'hanimili kisha masna shachris. That our Gemara only applies, Gemara doesn't say you can make it tonight whenever you want. It says in the morning. First thing in the morning when you wake up, you wash your hands, you make a tanai. Such a tanai can carry you through the rest of the day. At any other point during the day, you lost the right to be koveya that Netilas Yadayim is going to work for the rest of the day. It's only for the first Netilas Yadayim you do. In the morning, it doesn't work at all through the rest of the day. The rest of the day, you can't be koveya, and therefore any hefsek is going to be a problem. That's a very strange tarot, very difficult tarot to understand. Why is it that a Netilah in the morning will have more of an ability to be koveya the rest of the day than any other Netilah? Very, very difficult. Va'og Yishlo, Martel says, another answer is the Afagav de Moel Tanai L'Rav Afshalo B'Shasad Chak, even though the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines that according to Rav, this Tanai works, even if it's not a Shasad Chak, and the Gemara says that explicitly, that it doesn't have to be a Shasad Chak for this Tanai to work to wash your hands in the morning, but it's got to be a little Shasad Chak, Tosel says. Hainu Amein Mayim B'Samachlo. It has to be that at least, okay, you have water available, but not easily available. Water is not nearby, something like that. Inam Yeshlo, maybe you have water but you need other things, whatever it is, there's some shortfall, something that you that makes it not so easy to do Netilas Yadayim every time. So as long as you have it that it's not so easy, then we'll allow for this massive hefsek of your entire day. But if it's a normal situation, if it's 100% lechelchila kind of situation, then we're not going to allow you to make this tonight by washing in the morning. So that's Tosfos second tarot. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Actually, just one more thing in Sharm Tzion Balachi, he quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba in Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph, who was asked, Lama Tiknu Bracha al Netilas Yadayim Shachris? Why do we have a bracha al Netilas Yadayim that we do in the morning? And he said, Kach Nogu B'Kol Makom Akpidin B'Kol Tanai Netila Kibishah Suda, that we're noeg to be makbir on Netilas Yadayim Shachris with all the tanoim, with all the conditions that you need for Netilas Yadayim for the Suda. And he said perhaps based on this, this idea of Rav, that people would sometimes rely on Netilas Yadayim Shachris. So as long as you hold the Netilas Yadayim of the Suda, since it's a mitzvah d'rabban and not just to be mavi ruach ra, like the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris, so the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris takes on some of those characteristics of Netilas Yadayim the rest of the day, and that's why you make a bracha even on Netilas Yadayim of Shachris. And that's what Shulchan Aruch paskens like this explicitly in Siman Dalet in Aruch Chaim, that it's Tov lahakbid bin Netil Sidayim Shachris b'kol advarim ha'ma'akvim bin Netil Sidayim L'suda. That we should be makbid to have a kli and to have koch kabra and all of the things that we try to be makbid about with the cleanliness of the water, things of that nature. Kli and koch kabra are probably more related to Ruach Ra anyway, to Netil Sidayim Shachris than they are for Suda anyhow. But the cleanliness of the water and things of that nature, we should be just as makbid Netilas Yadayim Shachris as we are in Netilas Yadayim for a su'uda. So says the Gemara Vayter, Amalehu Rabbi Avina l'bnei Paksa da'aravos. Our first half, the only coincidence of the day, but there are going to be many, from the Bnei Paks of Aravos, Paksa da'aravos. It's a valley of Aravos. So he said to those people, Kigonatun dolo shchichi luchumaya, you guys who don't have a lot of water around, Mashu yadaychum itzafra, va'asnu alay lukuliyoma. You guys can make this condition. You could wash your hands in the morning, do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and make it tonight that it should cover you for the rest of the day. So some understood that when he gave this advice, when Rabbi Avina gave this advice, it was dafka because it was these people who didn't have water available to them, and therefore it was a shasat chak. That's why he was willing to be somech on the sheet of Rav. But when it wasn't a shasat chak, he would never say to just wash your hands in the morning and make such a tanai. If that's the case, he disagrees with Rav, because Rav holds even shalom b'shasat chak, it's okay. V'ikada amri, and others say no, afilu shalobisha sadchak nami, that even shalobisha sadchak, Rabbi Avina told these people, they're allowed to make this tonight, v'hainu d'rav, and that's exactly the shita of Rav. So one way or the other, we know what Rav holds. Rav holds even shalobisha sadchak, it's okay. It's a question of whether Rabbi Avina agrees with him or only says, bisha sadchak, you're allowed to make such a tonight. Okay, so the Gemara now moves on to four statements that Rav makes about the kli necessary to use for Netilas Yadayim. The first statement of Rava starts with Amar Rav Papa. A little strange. No, it's on the side. It changes it to Rava. That in the he quotes on the side in the Aruch Garas Rava V'chein Garsi Harif V'Rush. And the reason why they change it to Rava probably is because the next time Rava speaks, it says Ve Amar Rava. So it keeps on saying Ve Amar Rava, Ve Amar Rava. So likely this is statement number one of Rava. So Amar Rav Papa or Rava. Hi Arisa de Dalai. If you have a pipe that pours out water from a place where they're taking with buckets, I mean, let's say you have a little stream and they schlep with buckets and they put it in these little holes in the ground that then allow the water to slowly seep through to the whole field to water the field. So when it's in those little holes in the ground where the water is going, it's not literally a pipe, or it might be a pipe, but a hole in the ground, a pipe, something like that, where the water is going to go through from there to the rest of the field. So if you have such a such contraption, so he says, "Ein notem menel yadayim." You can't put your hands in there for Netilas Yadayim. It's also mikoch gavra, because it's not coming mikoch gavra. The water is stagnant; it's sitting there in the little ditch in the ground. So that doesn't come mikoch gavra. If you look at Rashi, "Ein notem menel yadayim." Los is yadav l'sochav yikluchu amayim l'sochan, to put your hands inside of this little ditch and allow the water to flow on them. The lav mikoch gavra asu, because the water is not coming from koch gavra, from a person putting the water there, shekvar avar koach hashofech vein mekalchen me'aleim, because the water, even though it might be moving, the water is moving, but the koach is only at the original place where he's pouring the water. Over here it's considered that the koach hashofech is already passed, and now it's going on its own. So that's not called koach gavra. Vein kan lo netila velo tevila, and therefore it's neither netilas yadayim nor a tevilas yadayim. Why is it neither netila nor tevila? Netila, the lav mikoch gavra kasu. It's not a netilas yadayim, because netilas yadayim requires koch gavra, and tevila nami b'tzimra lasa shein kan shir mikvah. And it's not a tevilas yadayim, because it's not in a hole in the ground that's the size of a mikvah. It's got to be as big as a mikvah in order for it to, but it's in this tiny little ditch in the ground, so therefore it's not considered a tevilas yadayim either. Ve'ein v'imikra v'legabe dolad v'ka'asu mikoch gavra notu menu yadayim. But if you put your hand right near where the person is dumping the buckets into the ditch, then the water that's hitting your hands is actually much more directly associated with the person who's dumping from the bucket. That's considered more of a koch gavra, and that's going to be okay. That's going to be a kasher netilas yadayim. V'bezia dula bekones mashka mele flyfiu matbavos yadayim. And not only that, if the bucket has a hole in it that's large enough to put water into the hole, but it's actually you actually don't use it to put water into the hole. The water is flowing out of the hole out of the bucket through that hole. So you can put your hands in that because it's considered to be connected to the entire stream of water. If you have a stream of water that's a large enough gush, it's considered to be one big connection, and then you could be tovel yadayim. That's going to be good enough. Now a couple of things. First of all, if you take a look at Tosos, the loas mikoch kavra, Tosos quotes the Bahag. Pirish balachas gedolos shemutul lahat b'yadayim b'toch hakli techashiv netila. That the Bahag says when it comes to doing netilas yadayim, if you want to dip your hands into the kli, you fill up the washing cup. Imagine you have a guest and he fills up the washing cup. Instead of washing, pouring from the washing cup over his hands, puts his hands into the washing cup. And that's his children when they're very, very young before they chap. You know, sometimes we'll do that. They'll stick their hands directly into the washing cup. So if your house guest is the Bahag, he may just do that, right? He holds that's totally permissible. His raya is from the second parak of Zvachim, where the Gemara raises the following shayla. Can you be mekadish yadav raglav in the kiyor? Mimenu amarachmana v'lo l'tocho, mashma d'bekidish shadayim mibayulei, mishum d'chsim mimenu, and the whole suffix is based on the fact that by Kiddush Daim Vraglaim it says Mimenu. Mimenu means from it. So maybe we should be Medayik, that it's Mimenu v'lo betocho, but you can't put your hands into a kli. So the implication, says the Bahag, is that by wherever it doesn't say Mimenu, like by Netilas Yadayim, it never says Mimenu, then there would be no Shaila. Then of course you're allowed to dip your hands betocho also, and that would be good enough. That's the Bahag's Raya. Kasha is, says Tosos, the Kasha, the Perusha, the Hacham, Reina, Notel, Menu, the Loasi, Mikoch, Gavra, Mashma, the Bina, Koch, Gavra, Hashofech. Over here it says that you can't be Notel Yadayim because you need Koch, Gavra. So that you can't be Notel Yadayim in these little ditches that irrigate the fields because you need Koch, Gavra. It sounds like you need Koch, Gavra in order for the Notel Yadayim to be Kosher. So that's a major Kasha in the Bag. What does the Bag do with our Gemara? So the answer is Tosos, Mi Yeshlomer, the Bina, Tila, Min Hakli, Bein tovel yadav betoch hakli, ubein shofech min hakli al yadav, yesh kan netila min hakli. He says, when you're using a kli in a direct kind of way, whether it be the water pouring from a kli, or whether it be you putting your hands in a kli, that would be good enough. Aval hacha yadav chutzla kli hein, ukvar pasa koach hakli keshamayim ba'im alav. But over here, your hands are being stuck, you're sticking your hands into a little ditch somewhere, your hands are outside of the kli, and therefore, and if you don't have koch gavra, it's not good enough. Hilkach ein kan netila min hakli, v'gam tevila ein kan, shein she'uvin. It's not, Tosfos raised a different reason why it's not tevila sedayim. Rashi said it doesn't have shir mikvah. Tosfos says, forget about shir mikvah, these waters are puzzled to use for a mikvah anyway. They're mayim she'uvin, v'hadinokat lo'asu mikoch gavra. I, Frek Tosfos, so wait a second. So if the main chiluk over here is that it's really, it just doesn't come from a kli, that you need it to come from a kli, then why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara says, no, that the problem is that it doesn't come mikoch gavra. But if Halach Skidolos understands, if the Baga understands that it's all about the fact that it doesn't come from a kli, maybe the Gemara should have said something about that. So he says two possibilities. Either lav dafka mikoch gavra, el mishum delos mikoch kli debin and tilim in a kli. Either you say it's lav dafka, it really meant to say kli. Koch gavra is just the more common expression, so we use that to express that it doesn't come from a kli. inami mishum detnan b'mesach zidaim b'perakama hakol ksherim liter mayim liyadaim afilu chereshot v'katan u'maniach chavus b'im birka v'notel maniach chavus al tzido v'notel hakov nosin liyadaim Rabbi Yossi posel b'shneim pirush b'kov u'b'chavus notel tzido. The Mishnah over there says Tanakama holds that you're allowed to have a monkey wash your hands or to just tilt a barrel over on its side and have the water pour out, and Rabbi Yossi posels in those two cases. Rabbi Yossi requires koach gavra. But what do you see over there? That the Tanakama does not require koach gavra. The Tanakama lo ba'yel she koach kli. Tanakama only requires koach kli. Ah, so what did Tosfos just solve? He had a problem that the Bahag is against our Gemara because the Bahag says all you need is Koach Kli. Our Gemara says you need Koach Gavra. He found the Machlokas Tanoim. If it's Machlokas Tanoim about that issue, our Sugya might be going like the Shita that holds that you need Koach Gavra, like Rabbi Yossi, and the Bahag Paskins like the Shita of the Rabbanan. So the Shita of the Bahag would go like the Rabbanan. Now, Halach Lemaisa, should you therefore, if once it's a Machlokas, should you Paskin like the Rabbanan / Bahag, or should you Paskin like Rabbi Yossi / our Gemara? If it's Sarich Lahachmir, given the Sugya the Shmaitin Rabbi Yossi, we need to be Machmir because the stomach of the Gemara that assumes like Rabbi Yossi says Tosos, even though the Bahag says otherwise, he thinks we need to be Machmir in this case. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalid Sif Yud Beis, im shich sheikh yado l'toch kli shel mayim also lo netila l'kriya shema l'tvila avlo l'ruach ra shalehem, that if you rub your hands inside a kli of water, so the netila sidayim worked for kriya shema and for tvila, not for the ruach ra, because it says in the Taz points out, Tzivkat Nches, it says by the kir yirchatsu mimenu v'lo betocho, we dash mimenu v'lo betocho, which implies that normally afilu betocho is good enough, but for ruach ra you need iroi gimel pamim shich shuk mekli, even 100 times is only considered one time, because the water becomes tame right away, and therefore it doesn't count as iroi gimel pamim. Now what about for achila? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in terms of kriya shema, tefila, ruach ra'a. What about for achila? So Beis Yosef writes, even though rov poskim hold mishach shechiyadu b'tol chli lo also lo netilu achila, but legabe netilu sidayim shachrus, it does work. So he says rov poskim hold does not work for achila. The shichshuk yadayim b'kli, that's why we're makbid to dafka use koach gavra, dafka pick up the kli and pour it on our hands. That's how we're makbid to do a netilu sidayim. So that is all statement number one of Rava. Halacha number one, that netil sidayim by the irrigation ditches in the field is not sufficient because you don't have koach gavra. Statement number two of Rava, about 10 lines into the page, first was on the line of Va'amar Rava. Va'amar Rava kli shenikev bekonis mashka ain not menali adayim. If a kli has a hole in it that's large enough to pour water into that hole, then that's not considered a kli shalem, and therefore it's not good for netilas yadayim. It's considered to be a broken kli. It cannot be used for netilas yadayim. There's a major discussion in the more contemporary poskim. What's the definition of a broken kli? What's the definition of a kli in general? What if you have a plastic cup? Is that good enough for netilas yadayim? So would you consider that to be a... Mm-hmm. So some of the poskim say, well, it's like it's worse than a kli shaver. A kli shaver you might keep around to use a few times. A plastic cup you just use once and you throw it out. And others say, what are you talking about? A plastic kli is perfectly fine. It's perfectly... I think Rav Moshe, what's Rav Moshe's svara about a plastic kli? Rav Moshe has such a svara that I think that it's like worse than a broken kli. But others say, what are you talking about? That it's a... What? By Kiddush, yeah, we discussed this in regards to Kiddush, exactly, in regards to using it for Kiddush. So it would apply for Netilas Sidayim L'chora as well, that entire discussion. Okay, so they say, no, it's a perfectly viable kli. It's just we're so wealthy that we can afford to throw it out after one time. So that's a question. What if it's not that we're so wealthy, it really just isn't good anymore after one time? Plastic cup usually is still good after one time, but the paper cups, those little Dixie paper cups, I don't want to pick on the Dixie company, but I'm saying those little paper cups, they're meant for one-time use, and they're taka not so good after one-time use. So maybe that would have a din of a kli shaver. Okay, so says the Gemara, and maybe that's the source. I always thought maybe that would be the source for what people do, which doesn't really have a source of doubling up the cup. you know, using plastic cup, they'll use two. So I thought maybe by a paper cup that makes sense, because by a paper cup, if you use two, you might be able to reuse it, and if you hold it, that's all you need, the ability to reuse it, then that would work. For a plastic cup, still doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, third statement of the Gemara, of Rava, Vam Rava, Kli Shein Bo Raviyas, Sein Nothu Menu Yadayim, a Kli that cannot hold a Raviyas, cannot be used for Mithil Sedayim. So frankly, Gemara, Eini, Vam Rava, Kli Shein Machzik Raviyas, Sein Nothu Menu Yadayim, Hamachzik, Afagap, the Les Bey. So the Rava says elsewhere that a Kli that can't hold a Raviyas isn't good for Mithil Sedayim. If it could hold, even though currently it's not holding a Raviyas, it is good enough for Mithil Sedayim, so it sounds like you don't actually need a Raviyas of Mayim. Lokasha, halachad, halachrei. Now it depends how many people are using it for Netilas Yadayim. For one person, you need a revius at the beginning. But for two people, you only need a revius at the beginning. So by the time the second guy is washing, it doesn't have a revius left. And that's still going to be okay. The Gemara is going to explain, because it's mishiyare tahara. It's from leftovers of that which caused tahara. And as long as you started with a revius, it's going to be good enough. Titania, we have a brisa, may revius not the yadayim, le'echad v'afilu shnayim. If you have a revius of water, you can do Netilas Yadayim for one person, even for two people. So Shesha said to Amemar, are you makbid on your kli for Netilas Yadayim that it be a kli shalem? Amalei in. He said, yeah. Achazusa, are you makbid that the water should look like water? Amalei in. He said, yeah, I'm makbid about that too. Ashiura, are you makbid on a revius? Amalei in. He said, yes, I'm makbid on a revius. Ikada Amri, Hachi Amalei. As others say that he said as follows, Amanava Achazusa Kapdinan. Ashiura lo kapdinan, that he's makbid that it be a kli shalim. He's makbid that it be that it look like water. But on the shear, he's not makbid. Tanya may reveal something that I'm lechav avilu shnayim velohi, but it's not so. Shiny hasa mishum dekasu mishiyare tara. That over there it's different because it comes mishiyare tara. Meaning as long as it comes mishiyare tara, it started off as a revius. So it's not that he wasn't makbid at all about a revius. He is makbid about a revius. And when he says you could wash two people with a single revius of mayim, he means that as long as it starts off as a revius, then it's still kosher to use for Netil Sedayim for a second person as well. Now Tosfos has a couple of little points. Kapdisu achazusa says Tosfos v'haditanya v'mesech Sedayim nafal ben diyo o kankantum v'neshtana mareim psulin. Meaning the why would he ask, are you makbid on how it looks? So keep in mind who's asking who over here. It was Rav Shesha said to Amemar. So Amurayim discussing, are you makbid on this? Are you makbid? It's an often a Mishnah that you need to be makbid on Mara. The Mishnah says Beferish Maseches Yadayim that if the water is colored to the point where it doesn't have the look of water anymore, Nishtanu Marayan, it's possible for Netilas Yadayim. So those who's bothered, what kind of question are you makbid? Makbid. Are you makbid on such a thing? Of course you're makbid on such a thing. So says Tosfos, no, maybe their understanding was that Mishnah was only talking about doing Netil Sidayim for Truma, to eat actual Truma. But over here he's talking Stam for Chulin, so maybe he wasn't makbid. And he told him, no, I talk I am makbid on the look of the water. And next Tosfos, V'lohi, Shayin Yasim, Dukasim, Yishari Tara, Mashmad Mei, Karabai, Lameimar, Dafilu, Arishon, Loba, Yishir. It sounds like originally we thought that he meant to say that even the first guy washing does not require a shear of a revius mayim. V'teima, d'abayadi katani, me revius la'echad. Tosfos is very similar, Kasha. Also enough in the Mishnah. Me revius la'echad. So it's how you do need a revius for one person. V'yesh lomer d'masnisim l'truma, v'avadayik minei, d'chiech d'avilu truma lo b'inu shir l'sheni, hu adin b'chul enaf l'rishon. That this Mishnah that says that you need a revius for one person but not for the second person, we thought maybe applies only to truma, and if by the second person for truma you don't need a revius, then maybe for chulin even the first person doesn't require revius. That was the Havamina, and the Gemara's Maskana is not the Shiny Yasim Dasu Mishiyare Tara, that everyone needs a revius, just the second person doesn't really require a revius because it's Mishiyare Tara. It started out as a revius. Fine. Iskin Rabbi Yaakov bin Ahar Pekod. Rabbi Yaakov bin Ahar Pekod made a takana back of the Gemara. Not the Bas Reviasa. Iskin Ravashi Behutzal. Kuza Bas Reviasa. They set aside certain kalim to be used as a measuring kalim to know what a revius is. So Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pekod had a glass kli that was exactly a revius, that people could know the size of a revius. And Ravashi had a kli cheres that was used to determine the exact size of a revius. Fine. statement number four of Rava, and final statement of Rava in the context of the kli used for Netilas Yadayim. Vamar Rava, maguf aschavis, the top of a barrel, shetikna, that you are misakin by hollowing out part of it and making it a base kibble, that it can now hold water in the top of the barrel itself, that it's its own kli, like a soda cap could hold a little bit of water. It's shaped in such a way where it could hold a little bit of water. So if you hollow out a much larger barrel top where it could hold some water, notham and the yadayim, so you can now use it for netilas yadayim. Tanya nami achi magufas chavis shetikna notham and the yadayim. We have a brayse that says that way explicitly. Chamas hukfisha shetikna notham and the yadayim. Leather flasks also that you're misakein, that you hollow out, you could also be notham yadayim in. Sak v'kufa. Kupa, but a sackcloth and a box, afal bishem kablim, even though you make it that they're able to hold water, ain't notam em liyadayim, you can't do netilas yadayim. As Rashi writes, sak v'kupa ein melachton l'mayim derubam ein mekablim mayim. The large majority of them would not be able to hold water. So even if you happen to have one that's able to hold water, you can't be notal yadayim with it. Sounds like a gzer mid. Well, it's obviously drabbanon over here, but sounds like the concern is that you come to use other sak v'kupa. That if it's not a common thing to have these things be able to hold water, you may come to use the ones that can't really hold water and rely on that for netil yadayim. So they don't allow any sakva kupa. Ibayilus. Now, new issue. Mao lechel b'mapa. So as children, one of the things we learn is that if you can't do netilas yadayim, so take a, hold it by the bag, or take a cloth, wrap it around your hand, something like, just don't touch the bread. If you don't touch the bread, you're good to go. So is that really true? The Gemara wants to know. So they learned it as children also. So ma lechel b'mapa, are you allowed to eat by holding on to a cloth instead of touching the bread? Mi cheshin and dil managa olo. And the Gemara says, the truth is, the answer is yes, it's fine. Question is, are we choshish that you might touch the bread? Meaning, if you really don't touch the bread, then it would be okay. Question is, are we choshish that you're going to touch the bread and therefore require netilas yadayim anyway, even if you're not touching the bread? So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Toshima ukshnasan l'rabbi tzaddik ochel pachs mikabeitza notha b'mapa v'ochel chutz l'sukkah vein mevarich achrav. There's our second daf yomi coincidence, a mishnah mesecha sukkah, that if you have pachs 2 days before sukkah, if you have a food pachs mikabeitza notha b'mapa, so I'm sorry, not if you have, when they gave Rabbi Tzaddik food that was less than a kibetza, he would be notal b'mapa, so he wouldn't wash. Instead, he would just hold it with a cloth, va'ochlo chutz l'sukkah, and he wouldn't be makbet eat it in the sukkah, he ate it outside of the sukkah, ve'in mevarech achrav, and he didn't bench on it. So my love, a kibetza by netilas yadayim, isn't the implication that had it been a kibetza, none of those halachas would have applied, and he would have had to wash on it had it been the size of a kibetza, even though he wasn't touching it? Says the Gemara, no, dilma ha kibetza by sukkah by bracha. Now maybe the notal b'mapa is true no matter how large it was. He could have been notal b'mapa no matter how big it was. What's the din of kibetza? Kibetza was just about that it requires, he didn't require sukkah or bracha achrona because it was less than a kibetza. Had it been more than a kibetza, it would have required sukkah and bracha achrona. So our first attempt at a raya fails, but it does teach us a bunch of other things. It teaches us, first of all, about bracha achrona, that he only required bracha achrona if it's the size of a kibetza. If you take a look at Tosfos, Savak Rabbi Yehuda, Dabai Kibetza, Didar Shvi Achalta Visavata, Achil Shiesh Basviyah, where does such a day come from that you need a kibetza for bracha achrona? It's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the pasuk means. Achalta Visavata, Achil Shiesh Basviyah, Dahainu Kibetza. Kibetza is the size that will satiate a person, perishal. And also what you see from the Lashon of the Mishnah is that he was not Birech Acharav. He was not Mevarech Acharav. He didn't bench. Sounds like he did make a bracha rishona. So it sounds like for a bracha rishona, you don't need a shear. V'chein Rameir depoter pachas mikazayis henu davka lebesofal b'chim varicha pachas mikazayis. And even Rameir holds that you bench on a kazayis, yeah, that's for benching. But for bracha rishona, even less than a kazayis. He tells Guzan davka after breish case and varicha davka on bracha del chadchil mikal v'chom bracha lebesof. Fred tells us, wait a second, how do we know that there is a requirement to make a bracha rishona on food in the first place? The Gemara learns it out from bracha achrona, that if you have a mitzvah to be mevarich after you're already satiated, kal v'chomer, you should have to make a bracha when you're still hungry. Well, if it's learned from a kal v'chomer, there's a rule by kal v'chomer, it's dayo labam en adin, lios kanidam, that you can only apply the halachos of where you're learning it from, and you can't expand it beyond where you're learning it from. So for bracha achrona, you only make a bracha achrona if you ate a kazayis or a kibetza. How by bracha rishona can we say that you make a bracha even when you ate a much smaller smaller amount. So it says Tosos, that's not really called the chomer. It's a gilu bialma. The bracha, the fun of lav dal raisa. Because bracha rishon is definitely not a din dal raisa. If it were a legitimate kal v'chomer, then bracha rishon would be a din dal raisa. But it's not. So it's not a real kal v'chomer. It's only a giloi bialma. And he says that's what it says. That's why we have so many kulas when it comes to bracha achrona. Balkeri al mazon mevarich la'achrov veinu mevarich lefanav. Balkeri has to also make a bracha achrona because it's a din dal raisa. But bracha rishona the rabbanan or misakin that balkeri doesn't have to make a bracha rishona or shouldn't make a bracha rishona. Also the gemara in bracha says polim show you also malachay tzal balabais vochlim piton. If they're eating on the job, ein mevarich lefanav of mevarich machareim shtei brachos. They have to make a bracha achrona because it's dal raisa. Bracha Rishona, you don't take time off from work to make the Bracha Rishona. How long did it take already to make the Bracha Rishona? Still, even those couple of seconds, you don't take time off from work when you're being paid by the hour to make those brachos. But anyway, that's the Chilik Tosfos points out between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. The next Tosfos also has an interesting ha'ara. My love hakabeta bainati l'sdayim. The implication the Gemara wanted to make was that had the food been a kabeta or larger, he would have required natili, would not have been otel b'mapa. It says tema heichematzi the meimarachi halkarch b'truma afil kabeta lo bainati l'sdayim dayitiru mapa lo chli truma. Rabbi Tzad the Kohen have a Kenemuk Parak Mishemesu Gav Midalgam Eino Gav Eironos Parak Kolpsoim Mekdashin Gav Hu Buchra Davle Rabbi Tzadok Musaf Parak Kavadi Vamos V'Yochel Chul Nataras Truma. So you don't understand. When it comes to Truma, it's clear that you're allowed to be Notel B'Mapa. That's where the whole idea comes from. That by Truma you're Notel B'Mapa. Rabbi Tzadok we know is a Kohen. So if he was a Kohen, not only was he Ochel Truma, he was Ochel Chulin, Al Taharas a Truma. So how could we have a Havamina that he would have required Netila if it would have been bigger than a Kebetza? By Truma, you don't need Netila if it's bigger than a Kebetza. So he says, V'yeshlam adav matzil meir mal taimech. Enochinami, the Gemara could have shot back that little taimech that it doesn't make sense because Rabbi Tzadok is a Kohen and anyway he would have, he eats Truma even B'mapa. The Mitzvah and the back of Mara just points out that Vinir midvrem the losfir lu mashkas biyuma the loyitir mapa afil lekwanim rak kisha ochlin truma v'lochulin altaris truma. Says there is an idea that perhaps even though we're makel to be notel b'mapa for truma, maybe that's only for truma. Maybe even if it's a kohen who eats chulin altaris a truma, the kulas of truma won't apply. To be notel b'mapa won't apply. For some reason, Tosa seems to be ignoring that possibility. Tosa assumes, if you're allowed to be notel b'mapa for truma, then mele you're allowed to be notel then you're allowed to be notel b'mapa for chulin. That's altaris a truma. And then he says, v'nirli yashiv. Mitzvah Eisen says, maybe we could be miyashiv. W vamasisad Rabbi Tzadik mitalmidi beshamai haya. Ubreish parakas the brachas more the beshamai l'sfir as far as udoch lechuma's reasoning. V'logazrinan b'hu dilma naga. That he says that maybe he does hold of this concept. But maybe Rabbi Tzadok, because he was from the Talmidim Beishamai, and Beishamai don't hold of this svara that for chul and shenas al taras truma, you have to be more machmir because it's about ochle truma. People who eat truma are very zaris, and therefore they're notel b'mapa. So they're allowed to be notel b'mapa. So maybe that's why Tosfos doesn't take it into account. Okay, next raya again. Are you allowed to be notel b'mapa? Says Gemara. Next raya. Tashma. Shmuel ashkei the Rav the kachel b'mapa. Shmuel caught Rav once eating by holding the food in a mappa. Amr lei, avdin kedain? What? Are you allowed to do that? Without washing your hands? Amr lei, daitik sara alai. He says, no, I'm just an istinus. I can't bear to touch my food. Meaning, I did wash my hands 18 times. Meaning, I'm an istinus. I have OCD. I just can't bear touching the food. I just can't eat that way. So, kisalik rabbi zeirash, kachinul rabbi ami v'rabbi asi, dekachli bavloi chamasos. When rabbi zeir went, he found rabbi ami and rabbi asi eating with worn out garments, holding the food. Amr trey gavri ravi zikavasaychu litu b'deravu shmuel. Hadaiti ksaru kamar. He said, oi vey, how could two great men like you make a mistake in Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel had this conversation. Don't you remember the end of the conversation was that he did wash his hands? It was only because he was an istinus. And now here you are not washing your hands. Ishtamite adam raf techlivi barvim yomer Shmuel hitiru mapa lo ochle truma v'lo hitiru mapa lo ochle taros v'rabi ami v'rabi asi kvadam havu. By criticizing, he revealed that he had forgotten that for ochle truma it's okay and that they are allowed to be notel b'mapa to eat the truma, or perhaps even to eat the chulin altaris. less truma, depending which way you hold in terms of that Tosas and Mitzvah. But bottom line is, they were allowed to do what they were doing because they were Kohanim. And that's why they were notel b'mapa, and they didn't have to do Netilas Yadayim. So the criticism was unwarranted. Yubayaluhu, next topic. Ochel machmas machil, tzarek netilas yadayim alo. So we discussed if you don't touch the food in terms of you hold it with a cloth. What if you don't touch the food because you're not feeding yourself? Somebody feeds you. Do you still need to do netilas yadayim? If someone's going to feed you bread, do you have to wash? The Gemara is then going to discuss, does the person who's feeding you have to wash? Right? That would make sense. He's the one that's touching the food. So we'll discuss both. So first of all, raya number one. Tashma, the Rav Huna bar Schora, have a kai kame de Rav Amnuna. Rav Huna bar Schora was standing in front of Rav Amnuna. Balam le umtsa va'achil. And he was giving him food to eat. He was feeding him. Amle ilav de Rav Amnuna at lo safinelach. He says, you should know, if you weren't Rav Amnuna, I wouldn't feed you. My taima, lav mishum desire velo naga. Isn't it because Rav Amnuna was very careful that he wasn't touching as he was being fed? So he was saying, but had you not been Rav Amnuna, had you been a little less careful, then you wouldn't need Netilas Yadayim. So the point is that, as Rashi points out, Alma ain't Tzarek Netilas Yadayim v'at shelo yiga. If a person is very careful not to touch the food and they're being fed, then it's okay. They don't need to do Netilas Yadayim. And so the Gemara, lo, dezar is kadem mashi yadei meikara. What he was saying was, no, not that because you're Rav Amnuna and you're so zahir that you're not going to be touching the food. It's that you were zariz and that you already washed, that you thought of it in advance and you washed already. That's why I'm not afraid to feed you, but I wouldn't feed someone who didn't wash. Rashi notes the difference between the difference in language, the change in language. When we thought that the hakpada was that he wasn't touching the food, we said he was zahir. When we thought the hakpada was that he washed in advance, we said zariz. Rashi points out that's the difference between zahir and zariz. Zahir means you're careful b'shas maisa. At the time that you're actually doing the action, you're careful. Zariz is a higher madrega. Zariz is not just b'shas maisa, you're already planning in advance. You're already thinking in advance, how am I going to set myself up in the best situation where I'll be able to do the mitzvah. Very, very important distinction, very important midah. Zrizus to prepare in advance. There's a discussion about just how far in advance a person has to be thinking about a variety of mitzvahs. Minchas Chinuch discusses the tzlach, also about Karban Pesach. Could a person wake up on Erev Pesach and say, oh my gosh, I'm not in Yerushalayim, so how the heck am I supposed to bring Karban Pesach? So can you say that? Or you say, no, you know it's coming. When you know it's coming, of course you have to get there in order to be able to bring it. So that's meaning we're assuming a person's already potter from Aliyah L'Regel, which is a mitzvah that applies earlier. So Pashta says, of course, if you know it's coming, you have to put yourself, can't wake up on the first day of Sukkot and say, I can't believe it, there's no Sukkot in my backyard. No, you know it's coming, you have to prepare in advance. Question is, why? Does it say that in the Torah anywhere? So that's the Midah of Zrizus. Rav Asher Weiss thinks that fits into Ratzon HaTorah, even if it's not explicit. Obviously, that's what the Torah wants. That's the Midah of Zrizus, to prepare yourself in advance. That's why we call Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas, it's like the whole thing is that he bound himself down really tight. He had Avram Avinu tie him down because he knew, the Medrash says, he told Avram Avinu that if I jump, I'm going to become a Balmum and then it's not going to be good. So he was thinking in advance. The whole point was the preparation in advance of how to make this the best possible carbon. And that's what we remember, that kind of gevura. Okay, second raya. Toshema. Dam Rabbi Zeir Amrav. Lo yitein adam prusa l'toch piv shal shamish. Elm kin yodea bo shenot al yadav. You shouldn't put a piece of bread in the mouth of the shamish unless you know that he washed. V'shamish m'varech al kol kos v'kos. V'enu m'varech al kol prusa prusa. He makes a new brach on every kos that they give him, but not on every piece of bread, because he doesn't know if he's going to get another kos. So he doesn't have das with each coast, that it's on the next coast, he doesn't think he's getting another coast. But by the piece of bread, he couldn't rely that he's going to be getting more. Rabbi Yochanan Mvarech al Kol Prusa Prusa. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't even know if he's getting any more bread, and therefore he makes separate bracha on each Prusa. Amarav Papa Bishlam Adarav Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha Hadik Adam Chashav Adalak Adam Chashav. Now that's not really a stira between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It depends if there's an Adam Chashav at the meal. If there's an Adam Chashav at the meal, then the Shabbos could be sure that there's plenty of food at the meal, and he's likely to be fed more Prusos later on, so one bracha will cover everything. If there's no Adam Chashev, then he has to make a new bracha. But for our interest, it says Elam Ken Yodeh Shnot Al Yadav, that you have to know that he washed his hands. So it sounds like even though he's not feeding himself, someone's feeding him, you have to know that he washed his hands. It says more shiny shamish to tarid. Now maybe shamish is different because the shamish is very tarid to be mishamish. The people are sitting at the meal and he forgets that he didn't wash his hands and he'll touch the food. So we're afraid he's going to touch the food. That's why. But maybe if you don't touch the food, it would be okay. Okay. Tan Rabban Leitin Adam Prus of the Shamish Bain Shakos Biyado Bain Shakos Biyado Shal Balabayas Shema Yered Var Kol Kol Besuda. Person shouldn't give food to the Shamish. If you're a guest at somebody's house, don't give food to the waiter. Whether the kos is in is being held by you or by the Balabayas doesn't make a difference. We're afraid it's going to cause a problem at the meal because the Balabayas is going to start getting concerned that there's not going to be enough food as he sees you giving to the Shamish. So if he's drinking, he's going to be looking. What are you giving to the Shamish exactly? Because he's going to be nervous that it's not going to be enough food and he's going to choke on his drink. And the Shamish who didn't wash his hands is not allowed to put a prusa into his mouth. So that's okay. Ibailu. But now the next shaila that we said we're going to ask. Machil tzarech netilas yadayim o eino tzarech. What about the person doing the feeding? Does he need to do netilas yadayim? He's not eating anything. So raya number one, the Gemara is going to have two rayas. Raya number one, Tashima, Tani de Beimanasha, Ram Shimon Gamliel Omer, Isha Medichas Yoda Achas Pemayim Venosenes Pas Lubna Katan, on Yom HaKippurim, a woman can wash one hand and give bread to her young child if she washes one hand. Amra Laval Shame Azakin Shalorat Lachub Yodo Achas, the Gazrel of Sheyachub Shte Yodav, that Shame Azakin didn't want to wash one hand because it's also to wash on Yom Kippur. So he was so makbid, he didn't want to wash one hand to feed the child, and they made a gzeira that you got to wash both hands. That they were tough on him, that you have to wash both hands to feed the child, because otherwise the child's going to starve. You can't make the child fast on Yom HaKippurim. So, bottom line is, you see that even though he was just being machil, it was necessary to wash. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Bai Hasam Yishum Shivsa. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Ruach Ra Shoral Yadayim Shalonot L'Shachris. It's Yom Kippur. It means they couldn't wash their hands in the morning either, because there's an issur of washing. It's assuming that they were knowing not to wash at all, even if the Ruach Ra of Shachris. And therefore, he needed a Netilas Yadayim for the Ruach Ra to feed the child. You don't want to give the child food with a Ruach Ra. Tulsa says, no, he says, Rabbeinu Tam Farish, that Tulsa says, wait a second, we do wash our hands in the morning of Yom HaKippurim. We don't say that we allow the Ruach Ra to stay there the whole day. Tulsa, Rabbeinu Tam Farish, the Belom Nesinus Paslutinuk Mutalitol Yod of Shachris B'Yom HaKippurim. The Logar Mimulchlachos Betit Ubitsoa. Halachas, if your hands are dirty, if they have mud in them, you're allowed to wash it off. Ruach Ra is the same way, you're allowed to wash off the Ruach Ra in the morning. That you're allowed to be Ruach Hiskadarko. There's no greater lichluch than that. Shein yachal liga bepiv ubeinav bechotem abazam. Imagine going the whole day where you wouldn't be allowed to touch your mouth, your ears, your nose because of the ruach ra. That's impossible. So he says v'shiv sudach yesh lefarish k'mos shapirish rach shu ruach ra ashor ala ochel kishabol itin apas latinok bendal veheishanim v'chonek esoso. That there used to be, it was considered that there was a ruach ra in the food that it would choke the child if it was a young child that you tried to feed without washing your hands. There was a ruach ra that was considered to be on the food. I, in general, not makbid about ruach ra on the food for young children anymore. He says, yeah, that ruach ra doesn't exist anymore. That bacteria is gone, or whatever, however you want to translate ruach ra, doesn't exist anymore. Okay, tashma, another raya. Davud, Shmuel, Ashkel, Shmuel, the Kabachi, the Avud, Shmuel, found Shmuel that he was crying. Amalei, Amaika, Bechisa, the Machin, Rabbi, Amaida, Armali, Kasavas, Lavrai, Velo, Mashas, Yadecha. So he says, why are you crying? He says, because I was yelled at for feeding a child without washing my hands. So why didn't you wash your hands? I wasn't eating. I was just feeding him. He says, I can't believe it. These people are not only, it's not enough that they're ignorant, they yell at you when you do something that they think is wrong, that's really not even wrong. You don't have to wash your hands if you're just feeding the child. The halach is that if you are being fed, you do need to wash netilas yadayim. If you're doing the feeding, you don't need to do netilas yadayim. So this is the third daf yomi coincidence of the day is the machil and Yom HaKippurim. This is not only a din about being machil and Yom HaKippurim. There's a discussion in the post Gemara. Are you allowed to feed a child in Yom HaKippurim? There's an issue in the Torah called Los Achilim. The Gemara in Yevamah Staf Kuf Yadal discusses that Los Achilim is that you're not allowed to feed something usser to a child, even if the child's below the age of chinuch. You're not allowed to feed a dvar iser to a child. You can't give a child chazer. Forget about Timtum Aleif. It's Los Achilim and Nisidar Raisa of Los Achilim. So that's the question. What about feeding on Yom Kippurim? And also, what about feeding on Sukkis? Outside of the Sukkah, can you feed a child? Obviously, a girl for sure, right? A woman's allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. But what, can you feed a child outside the Sukkah on the Yantif of Sukkah? So the Magen Avraham writes, I just saw Rav Asher Weiss in his new Sefer, Minchas Asher Moadim, has a piece on this. Magen Avraham writes, in Siman Tafresh Tezayin, on Yom Kippur, it's Asher La'achil Ketanim, but by Chutz L'Sukkah, it's Mutter. To feed a child outside the Sukkah is Mutter. In Siman Tafresh Memi writes, that it's Asher even the Chutz L'Sukkah. It's a steer in the Magen Avraham. So Prim Gadm Uvush Yisrael, or Mesakein, the gear says, no, he must have meant outside of the sukkah, otherwise it's a stira. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as aser. Mishnah Berurah quotes the original text of the Magen Avraham that it's aser lahachil. So a lot of the posts can point out, Rav Sturmbach writes in Chuvas van Hagos in Chelek Gimel Sim Reshid Aleph that probably the chutz l'sukkah is only for a child that's above the age of chinuch that you're not allowed to feed him, because below the age of chinuch, or at a young child who's still tzarich le'imo, is not bar chinuch for sukkah, so he's patur from sukkah mishum mitzta'er. So you're allowed to feed him mitzta'er outside of the sukkah. Cholim mishamshem are patur from sukkah. The mishamshem chol are feeding the chola. So you're allowed to feed him mitzta'er outside of the sukkah. That wouldn't be a problem. So if it's a very young child, that must not be what the Magen Avraham is talking about. It must be a child who's already at the age where he's not a mitzta'er to be outside of the sukkah. Zayin tzarich le'imo. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, and then maybe we'll talk about it over Sukkot at some point.